It is 4:16, rather, and time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
So, it's the first Throwback Thursday of 2019.
Yes.
And our throwback year today is 1967.
That it is.
Yes. And 1967 is when the Carol Burnett Show debuted.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. The Carol Burnett Show. Okay.
So the Carol Burnett Show originally ran on CBS from September 11th, 1967 through March of 1978 for 279 episodes.
Jeez.
And then it ran again with 9 episodes in the fall of 1991. Mm. By 1967, Carol Burnett had been a popular veteran of television for 12 years, having made her first appearances in 1955. In 1959, she became a regular supporting cast member on the CBS variety series The Gary Moore Show. So in 1967, CBS offered to put Burnett in a weekly comedy series called Here's Agnes, but she didn't have any interest really in being in a sitcom.
No.
So she had a stipulation in her 10-year contract with CBS that she had 5 years from the date the Gary Moore Show ended to, quote, push the button on hosting her own one-hour episodes of music comedy variety show.
Oh. So, well, they really wanted her.
Yeah. As a result, the hour-long Carol Burnett Show was born. With her husband, Joe Hamilton, at the helm, Burnett broke new ground as the very first female host of a TV variety show.
There it is. That's it.
Yeah. So in addition to Carol Burnett, the cast consisted of Harvey Korman, Vicki Lawrence, Lyle Waggoner, and Tim Conway. Vicki Lawrence, who was a young singer from the Young Americans, wrote a letter to Burnett when she was just 17, remarking on their physical resemblance. This led to her audition and getting hired to play Burnett's kid sister in numerous Carol and Sis sketches,
you know, it's
on
interesting.
The show.
I've always thought those two looked alike, but I don't think I've ever said that out loud to anybody.
Yeah.
Why would I? But to find that they thought the same thing, that's interesting. I had no idea. Yeah.
And Jim Nabors was the guest star on every season premiere of the show, and Burnett considered him to be her good luck charm.
Oh, look at that. Like a rabbit's foot Jim Nabors.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the popular variety show not only established Burnett as a television superstar, but it also made her regular supporting cast household names with such sketches as the Stomach Turns, a parody of As the World Turns.
Right.
And Went with the Wind, a spoof of Gone with the Wind, and The Family, which led to the spinoff television series Mama's Family.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you seen Mama's Family?
You know what I have? I used to watch, I don't know why, but I used to watch it was in reruns during the day.
It's very funny.
It was very funny, yeah.
Very funny. And somebody from that show just passed away in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe.
Okay.
Perhaps.
So at the close of each episode, Burnett tugged on her ear, and this silent message was meant for her grandmother who had raised her and meant that she was thinking of her at that moment.
Cute.
And even after her grandmother's death, Burnett continued the tradition.
That's very cute.
A favorite feature consisted of an unrehearsed question and answer segment with the audience lasting about 3 or 4 minutes at the start of most of the shows. Burnett stated that she borrowed the concept from Gary Moore, who did the same on his variety show but never taped it. Burnett asked for the lights to be turned up and then randomly picked audience members who raised their hands. Over the 11 seasons, do you know what the question was that she was asked the most?
I have no idea.
It was, can you do your Tarzan yell?
Really?
Yeah, that was the question she was asked the most, was to do her Tarzan yell.
Was the answer the same every time?
I think so. She did it every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So the series won 25 Primetime Emmy Awards, was ranked number 16 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time in 2002, and in 2007 was listed as one of Time Magazine's 100 Best Shows of All Time. In 2013, TV Guide ranked Carol Burnett Show number 17 on its list of the 60 Greatest Shows of All Time, and considering her large body of work and due in great part to this TV show, Burnett received the Kennedy Center Honors in 2003, and was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in October 2013.
Wow. Good for her. What a legacy. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like that tugging on the ear thing.
I know. That's pretty cute.
Message. Very cute. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Carol Burnett Show,
did you? Yeah, so I thought we would play a song by Vicki Lawrence, who's on the show.
Yeah.
Her one-hit wonder. We're going to play The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
All right, we'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.